Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
We continue with the big news story that affects all of us as South African consumers. Next time you take a look at your baked beans in a can of Koo, just be sure to look underneath that tin to actually double check its manufacturing date. That comes on the back of an announcement that was made by food manufacturer Tiger Brands, who announced the recall of 20 million canned Koo and Hugo vegetable brands due to a leak. Now, these particular tins were provided for by a third party or a supplier, and what they witnessed was that upon inspecting just a small portion, a small sample of some of these tins, that there was a leak that can lead to microbial infections and bacteria infections that could occur. So if consumed, it does not lead to death, but of course minor illnesses that could occur. But this does raise a major point for us as South African consumers who need to be mindful of some of these staples that fill our kitchen cupboards and cabinets on a day-to-day basis. We have reached out to Tiger Brands to give us some feedback on this conversation, and here's a brief clip of what they had to say.
Tiger Brands is recalling certain Koo and Hugo's canned vegetable products produced from the 1st of May 2019 to the 5th of May 2021 due to an extremely small number of defective cans supplied by a third-party packaging supplier. The cans may have a defective side seam weld that could cause the can to leak. The company identified the issue as part of its internal quality assurance processes. The list of the products forming part of this recall is available at www.koo.co.za. No health issues have been reported to date relating to the affected product range. Despite the low probability of illness and injury, matters of quality and food safety are an absolute priority for Tiger Brands. Therefore, the company, in consultation with the National Consumer Council, made the decision to initiate a precautionary withdrawal in the best interest of consumers. The company encourages consumers to check their food shelves at home and to return any canned products forming part of this recall to their nearest supermarket or wholesale outlet for a refund on their next shopping trip.
That was the voice of Mary Jane Morifi, Chief Corporate Affairs and Sustainability Officer at Tiger Brands, sharing some feedback with us regarding that food recall by Tiger Brands. And of course, the numbers that you're looking for underneath any tin, if you happen to look for baked beans, butter beans, sweet corn, those are just a few of the products that are mentioned there. But you can go onto our Twitter page to get a full list of the affected products and make sure that you read through that. You're looking for anything produced on the 5th or the 1st of May 2019 to the 5th of May 2021, and these can be returned to any retail store without a slip. But to help us understand this theme a little bit more, and of course understanding the process of having foods recalled, what it means for food security, and of course just, I guess, the admin and understanding of how it is that businesses prioritize our health and safety when it comes to food goods in South Africa, we joined on the line by the National Consumer Commission Acting Commissioner Tezi Mabuza. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this evening, Tezi.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners.
We're grateful to have you with us on the line because we do understand that this is a very important story, but of course a sensitive one, but really also speaks to the need of sharing the message with many South Africans. I guess before a decision for any kind of food product to be recalled is actually taken, what kind of engagements would the National Consumer Commission, together with a food manufacturer like Tiger Brands, actually have before such a step of great significance is actually announced?
The Commission has a responsibility to ensure that everything that we eat or any product that is out there in the market is safe for health and also for the environment. It is the responsibility of every manufacturer to ensure that they have quality checks in place. And if maybe by their own standards, they pick up any weaknesses in any product during a production, they would normally correct that in store. Mm-hmm. But then if it happens that when they do the quality checks, then they pick up that anomaly after the product has left their hands, then is then that they have an obligation to inform the commission that this is what had happened. And from our side as well, we have a mandate in terms of our section, which is Section 60, which actually ensures that both the manufacturer, the distributor, and the retailer, they have an obligation to ensure that whatever that goes through their hands, it's safe. So it is also their obligation now that they ensure that if they inform us, then we look at what is really the issue. From our conversation with them last week on Friday, we picked up what they had said are the issue. But then because we're dealing with fast-moving goods, and sometimes it happens that when we buy such products, most of us will buy your baked beans and all those and put them in the shelf.
Yes.
And the storage itself might make it, might actually compromise the product further. So we saw it necessary in the face of a hazard that we mitigate that as soon as possible so that those products are recalled and then consumers get the redress by getting the refund and buy other products that they need that will be safe by that time, because we are only talking of a batch. So that would mean that the batch after from the 6th moving forward in terms of their standards is correct, and then it will be safe for consumption.
I'm glad that you mentioned that the element of buying trends for South Africans. Much of the products that have been listed, butter beans, baked beans, even spaghetti in a tin, these are all products that are quite affordable to South Africans and really speak to making sure that there's a sense of food security in the country. Given this recall, what does it mean for, I guess, the sense of food security or management of these additional food losses, but making sure that the vulnerable in society are not left without the most basic of goods and services in the country?
For us, looking at it with Tiger Brands, we don't think that it would actually contribute to food insecurity or shortage, because when glitches like this happen in any other normal environment, that we've got that responsibility to make sure that anything that is unsafe for our health and also for the environment is really taken care of and removed. What will happen in places like this is that consumers by themselves, they would not find themselves with a shorter end of the stick, because they will still get their refund. That would mean that if you bought that tin or it was bought for you, you can still take it back. You will get a refund and buy something else. So in this case, you are still safe as a either way.
Indeed. And that does help a lot, especially given the current climate that we're in. And I guess just to expand on this conversation further, there's a lot of concern when it comes to food products in South Africa. We previously had the listeriosis case with Poloni in South Africa, which caused a lot of scare and concern. I guess, is there a sense of security that we can offer South Africans to understand that food as well as consumable products in South Africa remain of the greatest standards? I guess, take us into your confidence to understand the kind of measures that are put in place by food manufacturers and, of course, the National Consumer Commission to make sure that these kind of errors don't occur on a common basis.
Yes, from our side as the commission, first of all, there are food products. So remember, when we manufacture food, there's also the Department of Health that's responsible for safety. We also have the National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications that also regulates other foodstuffs like your canned food and all that. These regulators, they would normally go into the supply side while production is on to quality check on the products. That's why in most cases when we do the recall, we only recall products when they are in the hands of the consumers. Mm. So in terms of quality, we have quality that is done, quality checks done by the manufacturer themselves, and then we have samples that are being done by those regulators that are mandated to do that in terms of their act. But then from the commission side, we come in when the products have already left the production line. So that is the third level of defense. So it's by the manufacturer, by the regulator, and from our side when really the product has left those two lines of defense. So we are in the demand side. So we make sure that if that is picked up, maybe when they do the batches after they have left the production line, then we are able to assist them to recall those products. So as we are saying, in this instance, it's not everything that is affected. But then we are saying that now, within the batch, you will not know as a consumer which of the 10 will be affected, unless maybe, because we don't have yardstick to say, no, my can it safer and whatever. So what we are saying, because it's part of the batch, whether it has a weakness or not, would rather recall everything for the safety of the consumers, because that for us, it's a priority, that we take care of our health and we make sure that we don't put ourselves in a predicament where we found ourselves at during the time of listeria.
Indeed. Thank you so much for your time this evening. We really do appreciate the feedback that you shared with us, Mamtezi Mabuza, as the Deputy Commissioner of the National Consumer Commission, helping us understand the background dynamics of the food recall that's been taking place by Tiger Brands, affecting 20 million canned Koo and Hugo vegetable brands due to a leak in some of their tinned products. If you'd like a list of all of those to make sure you double check your pantry this evening, do log on to our account Kaya on Air, or visit me at Kukumfupi, and you'll be able to double check just exactly which brand of baked beans, butter beans and the likes might be affected.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi,
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.